You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We'll get to my thoughts on week one of college football coming up in a little bit. We'll do that today and tomorrow on You Better You Bet. We'll get to all the big games, and I'll save the big ones for tomorrow because, you know, we gotta have some great content on Thursday leading into week one. So my thoughts on Ohio State, Texas, spoiler, I'm betting the Buckeyes. My thoughts on LSU, Clemson, Bama, Florida State, Notre Dame, Miami, and the first Monday Night Football game of the season that actually matters. And no, I'm not talking about the Bears and Vikings. North Carolina and Bill Belichick against Sonny Dykes and TCU. We'll save the big ones for tomorrow. I've got thoughts and bets on a bunch of the smaller games, though, that I'll give out later this hour on the show. Patrick McEnroe, ESPN tennis analyst. He'll be on the call in a couple hours of the Carlos Alcaraz match tonight at Flushing Meadows, stone's throw away from where I am in New York City. All our bets for tonight are coming up to close the program, and I will give you my fantasy football gotta have it. The guys that I'm reaching to draft if I have to, because I don't care about ADP, and I don't care what the sheep have to say. I march to the beat of my own drum, damn it. The guys I'm taking that I gotta have in fantasy football. Also, just as an aside, when I ask my daughter what noise does the sheep make, she goes, bah. And it's very cute. And that is the first reference of my daughter on today's show at 5:20. I made it an hour and 20 minutes without referencing her, which for me is really good because I always feel like, and I say this to people, if I meet somebody, it's how you know I'm washed. Like where were we in Vegas recently? In March. It's like having a conversation with some female while we're out. And like within like 45 seconds of the conversation, I go, do you want to see pictures of my daughter? Like this is why you have, I feel like this is why you have kids to offer to show people pictures of your kid. I do it all the time. And whenever I get into a conversation with a woman that I find attractive now, I'm so like deer in headlights that my first instinct is, let me tell her that I'm married with a kid and show her picture so I can get out of this conversation because I'm terrified of having to have a conversation with an attractive female that's not my wife. This is 42. While we're on the marriage bent here and the dating bent, the teams that could win the Super Bowl this year in the NFL versus the teams that I would actually bet. So, last hour, I went through the teams that could win Super Bowl 60. Ravens, Bills, Lions, Commanders, Bengals, Rams, Niners, Packers, Steelers, Chiefs, and Eagles. When it comes down to it, I only went ring shopping for two teams. I could only get to two teams that I'd like to marry this season. Two teams that I would actually bet to win this year's Super Bowl. Not like, oh, well, they could win. Okay. Do I want to back that up with my hard-earned money? No. Only with two teams would I like to do that. Back it up with my hard-earned money and bet on them to win the Super Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens are the perfect girl. Beautiful. Smart. Caring. Funny. You look at her and say, she'd be a great mom one day. They have it all. The problem with the Baltimore Ravens, commitment issues. You'll get all the way to the altar, and she won't show up. Unfortunately, that's Lamar Jackson. For as great as he is, and it should surprise nobody, if the Ravens go 15-2 this regular season, should surprise nobody if Lamar Jackson wins another MVP, and surprise nobody if the darlings of DVOA, the sultans of spreadsheets, the Baltimore Ravens are the best team in the NFL per power ratings this season. But when we get to January, do you think they're actually going to get it done? When we see it every year, they get all the way to the end, and Lamar can't get the job done. And I'm not a hater. I think Lamar's awesome. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame if he stays healthy. He's great. I'm a Giants fan. I would love for Lamar to be the quarterback of my team. I think he's awesome. And I'm not saying he can't ever win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. People used to say that about Peyton Manning. And then they slayed the Patriots beast in 2006 and won the Super Bowl. Lamar can obviously do it. It can happen. But I don't want to bet on it. It's gone on too long for the Lamar-John Harbaugh marriage. And people get really upset when I float the idea that the Ravens should maybe move on from John Harbaugh. Because their pea brains, their Tyrannosaurus brains, can't contemplate and can't comprehend that while John Harbaugh simultaneously can be a great coach, and he is, I'd love for him to be the head coach of my favorite team, he also has been unable to get this iteration of the Ravens over the hump. This is year 8. It's been going on for a long time with him and this quarterback. And I don't trust it. Best team in the regular season? Certainly possible. You know, and maybe we get to the end of the year and we're doing the song and dance with analytics and spreadsheets and EPA and DVOA and all this crap that says the Ravens are the best team in the history of life. That if the Ravens and Secretariat went at it at Belmont, the Ravens would win. And the Ravens played the 72-10 Bulls in basketball, the Ravens would win. And if the Ravens played the 98 Yankees in baseball, the Ravens would win. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll pass on betting the Baltimore Ravens. Buffalo Bills. The Bills, the problem. The Bills are a 9.9. They got it all also, just like the Ravens. The difference between those two teams is that the Bills have a quarterback that's actually basically slayed the dragon already. Like, Josh Allen beat the Chiefs a couple years ago. And his moron head coach, who's a good defensive coach, and he's a good head coach, but he screwed that game up, and he screws up all the time in the big spots in Sean McDermott. The Bills are a 9.9. The Kansas City Chiefs are a 10. And the path for the Bills to get to and win the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history, and I'm not rooting against it. I have no ill will towards Buffalo. It would be cool if they won. It'd be a great, so I'm not betting on it, but it'd be a cool story. They need the Chiefs to lose. I don't know how, if we get to January again, and you're going to be one of these people, and you can be right. I don't want to make it like I'm 100. I'm going, because I can be wrong. But you're one of these people that's going to be, now's the time. Now Josh is going to beat Pat. McDermott's going to one-up Andy Reid. Now it's going to happen. Good luck and Godspeed. I'll be on the other side. I'll pass on the Buffalo Bills. We go to the Detroit Lions. Man, I love me some grit. I love passion and desire in a woman. But you need some substance. I don't know if we're going to get that from the Lions this year. The case that I laid out for Detroit, you need to cash a multi-leg parlay to get this home. Offensive coordinator's got to be really good. Defensive coordinator's got to be really good. Interior offensive line's got to be really good. Defense has got to stay healthy. You hit all four legs, you got a chance of winning this bet. I'm going to be the anti-Han Solo. Tell me the odds. I don't like them for the Detroit Lions this season. The Washington Commanders. Man. Jaden Daniels bursts onto the scene. Gorgeous. Newcomer of the year. Everybody's falling all over themselves for Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is a great date. The type of girl you'd love to be seen out with on a Saturday night. I don't think Jaden Daniels is ready for marriage just yet. I'll pass on the Commanders, even though I think Daniels is elite. Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. That offense is hot. But the personality, the defense, you can look past it enough to date. But to marry? Really? In this economy? I mean, you look around and you see some really stupid marriages. You're like, how the hell did these two get married? They hate each other. You marry the Cincinnati Bengals, you're going to be wanting a divorce. Like week six, when the defense is getting torched. I'll pass on the Cincinnati Bengals. The LA Rams. I feel like we're going to get ghosted at the wrong time with the quarterback, Matthew Stafford. The San Francisco 49ers. Rebounds can be fun for a short amount of time. In my experience, the rebound never lasts, because the pain of the past is always lingering right there, bubbling just underneath the surface. The Green Bay Packers might be good at everything, but I don't know what they're great at. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Golden Bachelor. Ready for one last chance at love. Can they keep up with all the young bucks in the AFC? I love the Steelers this year. And I'd love to see it happen because I love me some Aaron Rodgers. I can't get there with the Steelers as far as winning the Super Bowl is concerned. And that leaves us with two teams. Is it chalky? Yes. The two teams that played in the Super Bowl this past February. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. I said last week on the show, handicapping the NFC, that there's only one team that I feel supremely confident will be there at the end, obviously pending health to the principal players. And the only team that I feel uber confident in being there at the end in the NFC is the Eagles. So how can they not be on this list? They just won the Super Bowl. They basically have the monsters surrounding a quarterback who, again, like, the discourse is mind-numbing around Jalen Hurts. He's a very good quarterback. I don't think he's elite. Who cares? He's good enough to win multiple. He was good enough to win when they lost to the Chiefs a couple years ago and was good enough to be Super Bowl MVP this calendar year. And he's got the monsters around him. A sick offensive line. Two dominant receivers. One of the best running backs in the league. Maybe the best defensive coordinator of the modern era in Vic Fangio. And I poke some holes in this Eagles defense because I think it deserves to have some holes poked in it. Still going to be good. I trust the Eagles way more than I trust other teams in the NFC, which doesn't mean it's going to definitely be them. But man, you know, like, water gun to my head? Who am I going to bet on to win this conference and be there at the end? I'll take the Eagles. And then the AFC. I know everybody hates this team. And it really became something ridiculous at the end of last season, where I felt, and I think I'm right on this, that people hate this iteration of the Chiefs more than they hated, like, the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, New England Patriots. Like, it was sick when the Chiefs beat the Texans in the divisional round, and people were, like, not figuratively, well, I guess figuratively, because melted, no, they didn't die. They were just like, they lost their minds. Oh my God, the referee, like, the refs. The refs want the Chiefs to win. Shut up, you idiot. Everyone loves the Ravens and the Bills. And I get it. Both quarterbacks are legendary. Hall of Famers, when it's all said and done. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. The teams are great. I'm not saying otherwise. But this is a betting conversation. And when we get to January, And I don't care where the game's played. Arrowhead, Baltimore, Buffalo, the Moon, Neptune. It doesn't freaking matter. Are you going to bet the Bills to beat the Chiefs? Are you going to bet Lamar Jackson to beat the Chiefs? I'm not saying it won't happen, but I wouldn't bet on it. I would bet on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Eagles and the Chiefs. I like it. And I want to put a ring on it. Coming up next, bets for week one, college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. The sportsbook born in Vegas.